WhatsApp users can now keep archive chat threads tucked away forever. Oppo Reno 6 4G with Snapdragon 720G SoC quad rear cameras launched. OnePlus 9T tipped to not launch this year. Hawaii Nova 8 SE Vitality Edition with 40W fast charging launched. ZTE Axon 30 5G with under-display selfie camera launched. Apple, Alphabet, Microsoft report combined profits of over $50 billion. WhatsApp announces the rollout of its new archive chat settings that will allow users to keep their archive chats muted even when they receive a new message in an archived message thread. This means that all your archive chats will stay tucked away permanently unless you choose to manually unarchive them. The change was initially provided to some iPhone users last week and is now rolling out to both Android and iOS. Make sure you have the latest version of the app on your device to experience the update. Oppo Reno 6 4G smartphone with different specifications and design than its 5G variant has launched in the Indonesian market. The Oppo Reno 6 5G debuted in May this year, and its 4G model comes not only with a different processor but also changes in camera, battery and other specifications. The Oppo Reno 6 4G is powered by a Qualcomm Snapdragon 720G SoC instead of a MediaTek Dimensity 900 SoC found on the Oppo Reno 6 5G. In addition, there is a quad rear camera setup on the Oppo Reno 6 4G, whereas the 5G model features a triple rear camera setup. The new Oppo Reno 6 4G is priced at 51,99,000 Indonesian rupees, roughly ₹26,700 for the 8GB RAM plus 128GB storage option. OnePlus 9T is tipped to not be in the company's launch plans for this year. The phone was expected to be an upgrade to the OnePlus 9. Since the launch of the OnePlus 3T in November 2016, OnePlus has been following a trend of upgrading its flagship models with a T model coming in the second half of the year. The Chinese company is, however, suggested to change that trend by not launching a T model this time. Some earlier reports had speculated the launch of the OnePlus 9T coming. Hawaii Nova 8 SE Vitality Edition is the latest smartphone to join the Hawaii Nova 8 SE lineup after the High Edition model from November last year. The phone has been launched in China and is powered by an octa-core Kirin SoC. It is offered in a single RAM and storage configuration. Hawaii Nova 8 SE Vitality Edition comes in two color options and sports a triple rear camera setup. It also features a centrally located hole punch cutout for the selfie camera. Hawaii Nova 8 SE Vitality Edition is priced at 1,899 Chinese Yuan, roughly ₹21,700 for the sole 8GB plus 128GB storage model. It comes in frost silver and magic night black color options. The phone is up for pre-orders in China with sales starting from August 13. ZTE Axon 30 5G has been launched in China and it comes with what the company claims to be a next generation under display camera. The smartphone is said to offer a truly full screen experience thanks to this new technology and will be made available in the country with multiple RAM and storage configurations. Customers in China will have a choice of two color options. The phone comes with a quad rear camera setup and is powered by the Qualcomm Snapdragon 870 SoC. Additionally, the Chinese technology giant has announced that the smartphone will make its global debut soon. Three tech companies, Apple, Microsoft, and Google owner Alphabet, reported combined profits of more than $50 billion, roughly ₹3,72,165 crores, in the April to June quarter, underscoring their unparalleled influence and success at reshaping the way we live. Although these companies make their money in different ways, the result served as another reminder of the clout they wield and why government regulators are growing increasingly concerned about whether they have become too powerful. The massive profits pouring into each company also illustrated why they have a combined market value of $6.4 trillion, roughly ₹4,76,66,719 crore, more than double their collective value when the COVID-19 pandemic started 16 months ago.